Track 3. Horrid goings-on. BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt and family have been dealing with some gruesome nighttime occurrences in their house.
Baffy and Bonnie are cat and dog besties, a picture of harmony and contentment. They're adorable and love each other dearly. They're also very affectionate to us humans and bring a lot to the party, as it were. Unfortunately, what they bring to the party often needs quite a bit of clearing up. Most mornings I come downstairs to find the innards of some poor innocent field mouse on the kitchen floor. Their kidneys are obviously not appealing to either the catcher or the guzzling golden retriever who normally eats anything. This week I was doing some yoga exercises in the kitchen and glanced under the table to see a blood-stained disemboweled shrew. Delightful. Perhaps even worse, our darling dog, who looks like butter wouldn't melt in her mouth, has taken to making her feelings known in a rather unappealing way. She often spends the night in our daughter's room, but if for some reason she's down in the kitchen to sleep on her own bed, I come down to a dirty protest. The joys of pet ownership. Our previous cats were finely honed hunters. They'd bring back rabbits, squirrels, and even bats, but then get bored and abandon them inside. I remember coming home from a late shift one night to see a rabbit hopping around our sitting room while Alex watched the telly. He hadn't even noticed the unexpected visitor. The squirrel was a harder challenge as it climbed to the top of the curtain and aggressively resisted rescue. At the moment, our one-year-old cat seemed to be content with mice, but I'm dreading them moving up the rodent ladder into bigger prey. I'm not the only member of the family worrying about this. The other night, when our son Hugo went up to bed, we heard a scream. I rushed upstairs and found him cowering in the corridor. He'd spotted our cat Bella playing with a live mouse in his bedroom. I went in to see Bella looking thoroughly nonchalant and bored. No sign of a mouse. I moved furniture, stripped back bedding, looked under toys, and found nothing. Bella strolled out, seemingly uninterested. I persuaded Hugo to come back in and go to bed. I turned off the lights, lay down with him, and explained calmly that the mouse had obviously scarpered. It was long gone. Anyway, it was much more scared of him than he was of it. And, of course, there was no way in which it could get onto his bed. He seemed reassured and was beginning to drift off to sleep when I felt a slight tickle on my ankle. I looked down, and there, silhouetted in the glow of the nightlight, was a mouse. Sitting on me, on the bed. Anyone read The Gruffalo's Child? It was like that. At this point, reader, I would like to say that I reacted with the parental calmness and control that was clearly required. But the truth is, I screamed! And then Hugo screamed even louder. Alex came running in, found the mouse, caught it, and returned it to the wood by our house. Yes, he made it look that simple. Hugo insisted on sleeping in our room all night. I woke up to hear him whimpering and reached out to comfort him. He screamed blue murder and said he thought my hand was a rat crawling onto him. The next morning, Hugo and I were talking about our ordeal, and I said how brave we'd been. I caught Alex's eye. At which point was that? He whispered to me. Okay, I admit it. I'll clean up the discarded kidneys and carcasses if I must. But the actual living creatures? No thanks.